Welcome back to Building the Mocking Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kevin Black, the CEO of Credence Energy Services.
Pharmacist of the oil field. Once these wells are producing, we go out, we try to get an understanding, we do an analysis of the brine of the well, along with the oil and the gas, and try to understand what challenges that well might face, and then essentially prescribe chemical treatments to ensure that those wells run at their max efficiency. Sometimes, however, when these wells do fail or do start to decline, we can actually go and prescribe a remedial treatment that's a blend of various products that can go down there and actually return these wells to their production, and in some cases and in many cases, actually improve their production.
That's one of the most unique services I've ever heard of in my life. How did you guys find this particular niche in the oil and gas marketplace?
Well, absolutely. It's a good question. Myself and my business partners, actually two of my cousins, we all had worked in the chemical business in the oil and gas industry here in the Bakken. And over the years, we worked for various chemical companies. At some points, we were actually competitors. But over time, we started to recognize this need for improved efficiency when it came to chemicals and how they were being applied on these oil and gas wells. We particularly found a niche on remediating scale. Scale is essentially a mineral deposition that builds up in the tubing or on the rods or in the pump. And we found that there was this unique need for an efficient and a safe way, and also a cost-effective way, to pump these chemical treatments that go down there and essentially, in a very simplistic term, act as the Drano kind of the oil field, and essentially go down and clean up the tubing, clean up the rods, clean up the pump, so these wells can return to production.
And you mentioned remediation recommendations, or talk to me about the either. I imagine you speed up remediation, or is it that you have to tell them it's going to take longer than you guys hoped?
Well, typically we get a call on the remediation side when a well has failed or is close to failing. Typically, they believe that they have scale, whether it might be calcium carbonate or iron sulfide or various oil field scales that have built up in their tubing or in their rods and in the pump. And what we do is a big advantage that we have is we have these very specially designed trucks. They're one-of-a-kind trucks that we haven't seen anywhere that can bring all of the chemicals. The main component of these treatments is hydrochloric acid. We can bring all of these products out on one single truck, hook up to the wellhead, and pump these products down in a very controlled and safe way. The great advantage to our system is that we actually don't have any chemical transfer in the field. It is all enclosed. It's a closed-loop system. So we really engineered out any of the HSE, any of the safety environmental hazards that are associated typically with pumping these types of jobs. A big advantage is that we are a smaller company, so we are able to respond very quickly. We have the manpower and the equipment to respond quickly. So typically when a customer calls, we can be out there anywhere as soon as 4 hours, just depending as where that well is located. And these jobs typically take anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, just depending on their size. Once we're done with our part of the job, then they finish rigging back up, running their pump, their rods in the hole, and they're back to work.
So, okay, and you've got offices in Williston and Minot, is that correct?
Correct, yeah, we have an office here in Minot, and then we have all of our operations. Our trucks all come out of Williston. We have a warehouse there, and we're actually looking to do some expansion here this spring, which we're really excited about in Williston.
So if you guys are looking at expanding, I imagine business is going okay, huh?
It is. You know, we started this business at the end of 2014. Like I said, we had all come from other chemical companies, larger companies. And so we all left our jobs when oil was doing pretty well, right around that $80 mark. And our first piece of equipment showed up when oil was at about $40. So initially, we were a little bit wondering what in the world maybe we did. But because of our business model, which is really to deliver savings to customers, to find efficiencies in their chemical programs, it's something that a lot of customers have really latched onto. They've seen the value that we're adding to their chemical programs. And in turn, we've actually been able to grow very quickly very steadily through this downturn. It's been exciting to see that even in depressed in a depressed market like we're in today, a North Dakota company that starts up here can still grow and thrive despite a lot of the other challenges out there.
Partners, four partners or whatever amount of partners you guys had, are the employees, or do you have additional employees? Have you had to maintain, lay off, hire extra, I guess? Just kind of fill me in on the personnel side, what you guys are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have 9 people full-time right now, and we're adding on. Like I said, we've been growing, but we've grown steadily. This past summer, we actually really excited. We were able to add a recent University of North Dakota grad from their petroleum engineering department, and we are continuing to look for more and more people. This spring, I believe we're going to be looking at several more hires. So we actually haven't laid off anybody. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We've been adding people to our team.
You guys seen any more white trucks, or I guess how's the business looking for this coming spring? I mean, you guys are looking at expanding, so I imagine you guys have your ears to pretty much every rock and grindstone possible, huh?
Yeah, we do. We are always, you know, hitting the road and looking for more opportunities. You know, we sense certainly a pickup that's going on. I think especially moving into the spring, I think we're going to see the completion side pick up. And with a lot of those other service companies that will inherently focus on those completions, you know, there's more jobs that are coming up, and there's going to be more demand. And I think we're seeing that, we're feeling that. I think a lot of companies are feeling that. But also just in the level of service that we provide, I think more and more, not only is the market going to grow, but I think we're going to continue to pick up more market share, and that's exciting for us. We've got a great team of guys. It's just really incredible that the team that is working for Credence. We couldn't be luckier to have the guys and gals that we have working for us. We're seeing a pickup here, and I think it's only going to get busier this spring, and we're definitely excited about that.
So go ahead and say who your ideal customer is, or who, you know, because oil and gas can be pretty specific. So go ahead and mention, like, who your ideal customer is, and then go ahead and let your information be known.
Absolutely. So we service oil and gas operators. We work with the biggest oil and gas operators here in the Bakken, all the way to operators that are new ventures here in the Bakken. Investment companies that are coming in who have bought up some assets. So if there are any oil and gas operators that are looking for a chemical program on the preventative side, or are looking for remediation services on the acidizing side, we are more than happy to visit with you. You can call me directly. My cell is 701-740-7481. Or you can shoot me an email at kevin.black@credence-energy.com. We'd be happy to sit down and visit with you about your chemical program.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Black with Credence Energy Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Judge found me guilty and I hung my head and cried. Said, Lord, I cried.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield service company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, water oil, hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com or meet the team at MBI at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Stanley and Tioga next Wednesday morning, February 22nd.
Coal mine.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
I was tried. Judge found me guilty and I hung my head and cried. Lord, I cried. Oh, Lord, I cried. Said, Lord, I cried.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.